This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 10th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Madam Chair, we have Professor Zolt on the line, so whenever you'd like to reconvene the meeting.
Thank you very much. Then we will reconvene the meeting. Welcome, Professor Zolt.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity again to prepare to be before the Commission.
Thank you for joining us again. I don't know if you're... Well, we have a motion first for a late submitted document, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document 12-21B, which is a draft C answer to Repledge's request.
Professor Zolt, I don't know if you've had it. There's a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Professor Zolt, Madam, the Vice Chair just moved, one of the documents she just moved is, as she said, is a new draft C that was just released a few minutes ago. I don't know if you had a chance to review that.
No, I have not. I've been looking on the web page, and I'm not sure it's posted yet.
We not faxed it to him? Do we not fax these things to...
We email them, usually. We email them to the requesters.
Was this email?
I would need to double-check downstairs.
No, I didn't receive an email. I sent an email to the secretary asking to get a copy.
Okay. Well, the document was just released at 10 o'clock. I apologize. I assumed that somebody sent you a copy of it. So... I don't know if we want to continue the discussion and then maybe take a recess for the professor to take a look at it, or we could do that now and reconvene. I actually haven't even looked at it because it just came out as well, and we're going to be voting on it or at least talking about it this morning.
Do you want to move to the rest of the agenda?
Madam Chair, does it make sense to move this agenda item further down and give me an opportunity to review the document?
I think that makes a lot of sense. This is the document. Does anybody want to give him an overview of the sentiment of the document before he takes a look at it? Madam Vice Chair?
Happy to do so, although I think, you know, it was my understanding that we routinely do when a new draft gets put out, that it gets, first thing that happens is gets sent to the requester.
I don't even know if he probably would have had just a minute to look at it anyway, but...
But I do think it's a better idea to move this to the end of the agenda so you actually can read it. The major change is, I think, in the answers to questions 6 and 7 and I guess 8 changed as well.
You said 6, 7, and 8?
Yeah,
okay.
6, 7, and 8. One of the drafts, I think, was draft B. From the last discussion, had operated on the assumption that that we pay would not be an agent of Repledge, and as a result, some of us thought that Repledge was not acting as a processor of the money, and that raised corporate facilitation issues, although the fact that they weren't acting as a processor of the money took it out of the conduit regulations. Having now learned that that WePay is functioning as an agent of Repledge, that kind of switches the analysis. So it solves the facilitation problem, but creates a problem under the conduit regulations. So it flips the answers. Draft C flips the answers on the facilitation and on the conduit questions.
Okay. And then on question 8?
Question 8 has become moot, basically. The answer is moot because having, since this draft answers question 7, that it is a conduit, that...
Then there's requirements
yes.
to file.
Yeah, that's sort of, that's a problem.
Okay, then let's move it to the end. Give me an opportunity to read the new draft and see how this differs from the platforms presented in Democracy Engine and Giving Sphere.
Thank you once again for your patience, Professor.
Okay.
We will
and I'll call in at do you have approximately what time?
Let's say it's about 10:40 now. About just to give you a sort of a definitive time, should we say 11:30?
Okay, that
okay.
works fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Commission is back in session. I believe we have Professor Zolt on the line. Professor?
He can hear us, but he can't speak.
Chair Hunter, can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you again for your patience. I know you'll describe your experience with the FEC as a delightful one.
Chair Hunter, I feel like the last 40 minutes has been a final exam type situation. And I think I appreciate more giving the exams than taking them.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how you do. It's a, an oral exam. And it's probably finals week, too.
Today's the last day of finals. Tomorrow's graduation.
Oh, well, this is a perfect timing for you then.
Yeah.
Excellent. So did...
2 days from now.
Yeah, really, it would have been nice to wait until you were done with all of that. But anyway, here we go. So you had a chance to review Draft C, Professor?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And I suppose we'll go a little bit backwards and hear from the Office of General Counsel, Mr.
Okay.
Lutz.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda Documents 12-21, 21-A, and 21-B respond to an advisory opinion request followed by repledge. Documents 12-21 and 12-21-A were held over from previous meetings. Repledge is a corporation that proposes to establish a web-based platform that would allow individuals to remove pledged funds in equal amounts from opposing candidates for federal office and instead donate their funds to charitable organizations. The Commission received one comment on Draft B. Thank you, and I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Anybody have any comments on the advisory opinion? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Professor. I'm sorry that we kept you waiting, actually, to get a what I believe will actually not be an any more satisfactory result than what we could have given you a couple of weeks ago. But I can only assure you that I tried.
Okay.
I spent many, many hours over the last few weeks trying to thread this needle and come up with an answer that I thought would work. And the problem is, I mean, the big problem really is, I think, is that we need desperately to update our regulations. The conduit regulations were passed in 1989, I believe. Not a lot of contributions were being made over the internet in 1989. It was not something that was really contemplated by those regulations. And in this area, as well as in a number of areas that involve electronic transfers, we have talked about this sort of behind the scenes, the need for a rulemaking to update our regulations and bring them into the a little bit more into the modern world. And this is another example of how they really don't work very well for the way business is transacted today. The problem that that I faced in this is that unless WePay is considered an agent of Repledge, it did not seem to me that Repledge was providing the kind of processing services that the Commission in the past has found would remove the transactions from the corporate facilitation rules. And that's where we were at the last meeting. Having clarified now that WePay actually is functioning as an agent of Repledge, that solves the facilitation problem, but it kind of gets us into the soup on the conduit rules, because then Repledge is actually taking earmarked contributions and passing them along. I had thought that this was quite analogous to Democracy Engine, but we did a little bit more digging on that, and Democracy Engine seems to have modeled itself on Act Blue and set up a political committee and is using the political committee as the vehicle for moving the political contributions, which of course eliminates the they may have conduit reporting issues, but they don't have a conduit bar, because it's not the it's a political committee that's moving the money, and they're allowed to. I just couldn't figure out a way to say yes to everything on this. So I will be supporting draft C, but I also would like to work with my colleagues to see how quickly we can get moving on a rulemaking on electronic transactions, because we really our regulations are hopelessly out of date on that front.
Okay. Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be supporting draft C for the reasons that the Vice Chair mentioned. I do think that this is your requests factually presented us with some new aspects of this that we haven't really gotten to before. And of course, the challenge really comes down to, when thinking about this corporate facilitation versus the conduit piece, is that the exception for commercial vendors for corporate facilitations is corporate facilitation is broader than what you need to be the exception for conduit, which is a commercial fundraising firm retained by a committee. So that's where this distinction seems to fall out, even though I think at first blush it would seem that these two provisions would seem to require a similar result. And I just wanted to add one note to what Commissioner Weintraub mentioned. While the Democracy Engine Advisory Opinion didn't address this conduit issue, we have looked at the reports, and it does appear that they are reporting the earmarks flowing through their SSF. So that may be the way that they have squared that circle, and there may be other models out there to do that, and if those are attractive to you, of course, those would be available as well. But as currently constituted, I see the challenge on the conduit piece, so I'll be supporting draft C. Thank you.
Any other comments? Commissioner Walther?
I wanted to support draft C as well, but I just wondered if the professor had any comments that he'd like to make on any of these issues before we vote.
Thank you, Commissioner Walther. I do have a couple of comments, and I did have a quick review. I guess I'd like to start off by saying that the FEC has been rightly praised by their willingness to embrace emerging technology and use of the Internet in a way that do not present possibilities of corruption and aid in transparency. And part of what we were trying to do at Repledge was to construct a completely transparent platform, and one that would minimize any chance of some of the issues presented in the Feinstein opinion earlier. I think my major comment, commissioners, is I think it really is a false choice between are you either facilitating or are you a conduit. And I think the key is that we are not really receiving and forwarding funds, and we never do take possession. I think the key is what we're doing is we are using WePay as a processor. We're just hiring a processor. And while Democracy Engine may have a non-connected pack, GivingSphere is actually the identical platform that we're using. And I haven't been able to confirm it, but I'm pretty sure GivingSphere uses WePay in the same way that we intend to do it. So what we're doing is we're really processing contributions. We're not receiving and forwarding it. And I think that's a really key difference. And I think there's also, and maybe this is semantics, but I think it's important semantics, a difference between hiring an agent and hiring a vendor. And while as I'm a tax professor, not an election law professor, and I suspect agent has key words here, we're hiring WePay as our vendor to process the contributions. And it'd be no different than in earlier days of having a lockbox and a checking account and using a financial institution's to go forward. So I think the key part is we really are identical to GivingSphere in the way we structured our operation, and that advisory opinion was really just in November or October of this past year. And I guess my final comment is we set this up as a nonpartisan, bipartisan effort to reduce campaign spending. And it really is going to be over $2 billion in the presidential campaign. And it seems somewhat strange that our answer is that if we structure ourselves like ActBlue, the FEC has no problem with setting up an operation to raise funds in order to reduce the amount of funds going to political committees and just setting it up as a way to get more money to charity. And I think our only objective here was to provide a service to our members to identify people with opposite political views who share a commitment to their candidate, but want to say something about how the campaign finance system is broken. And it seems to me it really is broken if your answer to me today is go back, set up a non-connected committee to raise funds in order to divert funds from political candidates. So I know I'm rambling on, but for me the key issue is I don't think you have to either be a facilitator or a conduit. And I think the commission has ruled in GivingSphere that you can do it without having to follow the ActBlue route of being a non-connected PAC. I don't know if that's helpful in your considerations.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair. I have, and perhaps you've already answered this, but since, you know, I haven't had a chance to examine this draft with as much care as I would like, but explain to me again, under the answer to question six, they aren't facilitating because we find that they're a commercial vendor with respect to the candidate committees.
Commissioner Peterson, can I just interrupt for a second?
Sure.
In our comment that we filed, what we set forth is arguments to say that, you know, first of all, we were not a fundraiser, that we were not set up in order to raise funds. And second, we argued that we're not facilitating in the way the facilitation regulations were set up. We're not using corporate-owned resources or union space to do that. And then our third argument was the commercial vendor argument.
Right.
So I agree we are retaining WePay, and we are providing a limited service to the committees, and therefore we fall within the commercial vendor exception. Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no problem. That's a good clarification. Just for the record, I plan on voting for draft A, which would give you the answer that you're seeking. The question I had, and here's where you're at a bit of a disadvantage not being in the room. I was actually asking for some clarification from my colleagues who are supporting draft C, just for my own understanding. The conclusion in question six is that they're not facilitating because they fall under the commercial vendor exception, but in seven, they can't avail themselves of 110.6 is a commercial vendor. What is it? 110.6B2 well, I won't rent it. We're for a commercial fundraising firm retained by a candidate or the candidate's authorized committee to assist in fundraising. And perhaps you address this, but it looks like you're saying that they can't be they get out from under potential facilitation because they're a commercial vendor, but they aren't a commercial vendor for purposes of conduit reporting. I just needed a little clarification on that.
Yeah. Commissioner Peterson, can I add something to you? I think the key phrase is receive and forward earmark contributions, and I don't think Repledge is doing that. I think Repledge, and I don't think WePay is receiving and forwarding contributions. They're processing contributions, and I think that's a key distinction, and that's why I think it's a false choice on either you qualify under 6 or go down under question 7. So it's clear we're never commingling funds. It's clear we're never taking possession. And I don't even think WePay is taking possession of funds. I think WePay is acting as a superhighway, providing electronic transfer facilities exactly as approved by the commission and other advisory opinions.
Commissioner Bowerly?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to answer my colleague's questions about the distinction, but I think I need first to go back to one of the reasons that we were able to say that you are acting as a commercial vendor is because you told us that WePay was your agent. And WePay, you told us, or I think WePay is the only one at issue now, was going to be handling the processing of the funds. And whether you want to describe processing as the same thing as taking possession and transferring the money, in campaign world, that's what happens. We have this, there's a premise in the law that the money that is going to a candidate's committee or another political committee is tracked along the way. And I agree with my colleague that the conduit rules are were designed in a day when that meant I handed a set of 10 checks to someone and they passed them along to the campaign treasurer or someone at the campaign. So I fully hear the need for updating, but that doesn't change the idea that whatever is happening to the money is happening to campaign money, which is different in our setting than the rest of the money in the world, that it gets to operate without these constraints. So a commercial,
but if we
a
really
commercial
do
then,
extend it out, Commissioner Bowerly, then the language in variety of opinions that the services are akin to delivery service, bill-paying service, or check.
That was actually my next point, Professor, if I could just finish. And I know you're out in the room, so you can't necessarily see us. And I have been told that I pause in my answers quite frequently. Yeah. I think I've been accused of being Midwestern in that way. Or I would just say I claim being Midwestern in that way. The difference is between the conduit issue and the corporate facilitation issue is that, yes, we have frequently said that commercial vendors of all sorts fall outside of corporate facilitation, and that could be vendors for processing funds. It could be vendors for other things. The challenge is when you get into the conduit area, it is a much narrower exception. It requires a commercial fundraising service. So only fundraising services fall within that. And what as I understand, in not quite the same words as I understand Repledge is going to be doing, is processing these funds. So they could be a commercial vendor for the purpose of processing the funds. That does not mean, in fact, Professor and in the request has specifically said that they do not intend to be raising funds, so they could hardly be a commercial fundraiser. In fact, the goal, of course, is to divert funds. Although I would note, when one goes to the beta site, and I did take an opportunity to do that, the first thing you're asked to do is make a pledge to a political candidate. And then the next step, I believe, is to identify a charity that you would like your funds to go to if it is matched by someone from supporting another an opposing candidate, and so the funds would wind up going to charity. Those are the distinctions that exist in the definitions that we have to work with.
Any other comments or questions?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Chair?
Sure.
Can I ask if we decide to restructure operations and set up a non-connected committee, then hypothetically would the commission have no problem with the conduit rules? So if we really did structure ourselves as Act Blue, we could then try and succeed in diverting funds by setting up a political committee?
Commissioner Bowerly?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I mentioned earlier in my comments, there are a number of different models out there, and certainly Repledge could avail itself of those. The challenge, of course, in the conduit issue is that you are a corporation, and so therefore prohibited. So it seems to me, and this would be either something you might want to consider revising or coming back to us with another opinion, because, of course, we can't tell you anything based on the request before us, but I would note there are a number of models that not only the, and I don't think my colleague suggested Act Blue as any suggestion that there's any reason that partisan organizations have any benefit to this. This is available to anyone who wants to engage in this type of activity, but there are a number of models out there, and certainly the commission would always welcome another request from you to answer any of those other, if you chose to do that, to find another model to answer that question.
And just one more question, Chair. If we set up as a trust rather than a corporation, would that be an acceptable model for avoiding the conduit regulations? It seems like what we're doing is creating additional paperwork and steps, and maybe it's required because of the interpretation of the conduit regs. But if we're a trust, then we would no longer be a corporation.
Right. And I think this is Commissioner Hunter. What Commissioner Bowerly was trying to say is it's a little bit difficult to answer the questions on the fly without everything presented in front of us. But I think one option to you is certainly there are people here at the FEC, including in the Office of General Counsel, who'd be happy to walk through different suggestions for you. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be able to know exactly where commission votes, but the agency has many people available to the public to walk through different scenarios, and we'd be happy to consult you in that way. And maybe that would help you decide what, if anything, to do going forward. I think Mr. Herman, who's our general counsel, has a comment.
And of course, if Professor Zolt wanted a formal opinion, he could restructure and then submit an additional advisory opinion request.
That's right. But in advance of that, if you wanted to consult with somebody before you set up your formal advisory opinion, certainly the commission would be available to do that as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that.
Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Peterson.
Yeah, no other comments than to say that I'll be planning on, if the professor, just for his interest, I plan on actually voting for draft A 12-21, which provides yeses to his proposal. And I don't have the same concerns that my colleagues have on this for the reasons that are set forth in that. And so at the appropriate time, I'll make a motion to vote for that as well. Okay. If the time is appropriate now, then, Madam Chair, I will therefore move to approve agenda document number 12-21 and with respect to draft advisory opinion 2012-08.
Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion fails 3-3. The Chair, Commissioner McGann, and Commissioner Peterson voting yes, and the Vice Chair, Commissioner Walther, and Commissioner Bowerly voting no. Are there any other motions? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, I want to emphasize for Professor Zolt, because I know you may not be that familiar with the way things work around here, but we don't actually, you know, generally entertain questions on the fly from requesters about
that.
How to restructure things. So you really, if you want, I don't want you to take more than was intended from anybody's comments at the table. If you want further advice, you're welcome to submit another request, and we will be happy to consider it again. But the only request that we are considering is the one that was submitted in writing. So
I appreciate that.
I don't want to send you down the garden path here. With that, I move approval of draft C as set forth in agenda document 12-21B.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails 3-3, and it's the opposite vote as the last one was. Professor Zolt, thank you so much. Commissioner Welter.
Now that we voted, Professor, I think I don't want to discourage you either from taking a look at the kind of the bumps in the road that we've been facing and rethinking some areas along the lines that we had concerns and coming back at some point.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Professor Zolt, for your patience and for joining us two different times. We very much appreciate your input throughout the process, and I think you got an A on your oral exam today. We were well prepared and threw out a lot of good questions with little time to prepare, so you can tell your students that you did quite well.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.